picture drives the one you take out to the beach.
Oh, that's why it's important.
Yes. those are all main streets.
They're all streets and avenues and drives. Are those the usual designations?
Yeah, around here. We don't have any boulevards, I don't think.
What would a boulevard be?
Oh, yeah, we do. We have a mall boulevard. I think of a boulevard as being a wide street.
Mm-hmm.
Like a highway or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We have one.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot.
Okay. How about streets just in this immediate neighborhood? What are some of those?
46th Street, Washington Avenue, 48th Street, 49th Street, Reynolds Street, Paulson Street,
mm-hmm.
Atlantic
mm-hmm.
Avenue.
All still streets and avenues. Those are the
That's
the usual.
Basically what it is.
Mm-hmm. I see. Let's see. I think you mentioned this term a few minutes ago, and I've forgotten the context. It wasn't this context. There were a place where the train went across, and you went under, what would that be?
Underpass.
And suppose you went over the train.
Overpass.
Okay, suppose it was level, and you just had to stop.
What's that? Train crossing.
Okay. Then what would you call a little road outside of town? Out in the country. Off the main road.
You mean talking about like going down the highway and you see another road?
Mm-hmm.
There's a little road. No, like that goes to some place, or is it a small, like there's a county maintained road that I call county maintained.
Okay,
that
that's fine.
Goes to another small town, like a shortcut or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And how about a little road that's on a person's property that leads up to his house?
Road. That's what I call
it. What if it's in the city, just the thing that you drive
on? Driveway.
Okay. And then the thing outside that you, between the street and your yard that you walk on?
The front walk or the walkway?
Well, the thing along the street.
Sidewalk?
Mm-hmm. And do you have a name for the grass strip? Do you have them out here? Yes. Between the sidewalk and the street?
No, I don't call them anything.
Have you ever heard it called anything?
Not that I could remember, but I might have. Y'all call it anything?
I don't have a name for that, but a lot of people do. Some people are very adamant about what they call those. Okay, if you were walking along the road and a dog jumped out at you and scared you, you might reach down and pick up
a rock.
And then you would say, I
threw the rock.
Right. If you go up to somebody's house and he's not there, they might say, no, he's not
here.
Or you might say to somebody, make yourself
at home.
Mm-hmm. And if you met somebody in the yard and they were asking for your mother, you might say, she's blank the house.
Inside? Or?
Mm-hmm. Or she's blank the kitchen.
In the kitchen?
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, what is the beverage that most people drink for breakfast?
Orange juice.
It's black and hot.
Coffee.
Mm-hmm. And there are really two basic ways of drinking your coffee. You can drink it blank milk or blank milk.
What? With or without?
Mm-hmm. Would you say say them with milk?
With milk and without milk.
Mm-hmm. What would you call coffee without milk?
Black.
Any other term?
No.
Okay. If the coffee were not prepared, you would say, I've got to go and
get the coffee.
Well, it's not prepared, though. You have
to
fix the coffee. Okay. Would you ever say anything else?
No.
Perk it or drip it or boil it? Or
I don't drink coffee.
Oh, okay.
So I don't fix coffee.
Okay. If somebody is not going away from you, you'd say he's coming straight
toward you.
Mm-hmm. And if you met someone in town that you hadn't expected to see, you might later on say, I just happened to run
into.
Mm-hmm. And
where did you get this apron from?
I don't remember, but it was on sale somewhere.
Oh, that's
it was
nice.
No, it's getting close. If we're going to have supper in that here, you better help me too.
What
y'all want from here?
Are we stopping?
Yeah,
okay.